didn't really do that, you know, the sharpness. Welcome, folks, to another Thursday night recording session of Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. Tonight's presentation on the Social Security taxes will not be done tonight because we did have it quite together, perfected for presentation for you guys this evening. And that's because the Social Security taxes are a very complex set of laws. It's not so quick and simple to show you go from here, here, here. It's rather complex the way they did it. So I'm sorry, I take responsibility for not having the complex presentation ready for you tonight as I wanted to. I will do it next week for you folks on the Social Security tax issue. I can tell you that, however, this issue is covered, by the way, in two of our petitions that we have on our website. I'm going to put them in front of you guys who are interested in that topic. You know where they're at. So what you want to do, folks, in our step five on our website, okay, all the petitions are there, okay? So, of course, everybody knows about the individual income taxes. That's the most important one. Then one about employment taxes, and then self-employment tax on 1099s, okay? So these are available for single and married people on our website, okay? So when you open up these last two, this one and this one, I'm showing it to you right now, okay? These are the forms, okay? Okay. This one's about employment tax laws. You ask your congressman to show you if you're wrong, okay? So this covers, as I say in this letter, the payroll taxes, like Social Security, Medicare taxes. It covers also unemployment taxes, you know, federal unemployment taxes. Then also covers the who's supposed to withhold income taxes and then who's supposed to report to IRS on W-2 form. This one that covers that, okay? Now, the other one that you guys are going to want to check it out until next week is about the legal conclusions about trade or business and tax laws. Because they use that term a lot, folks. That is a key term they use to mislead you, deceive you, okay? So the meaning of the term trade business is very important. That's going to be covered here. Who is by law required to pay self-employment income tax? And who is required by law to report which payment of information to the IRS? So these petitions, folks, cover these topics. And as always, folks, these petitions are not only great, written, easy-to-read legal briefs. Folks, these petitions are as easy as it could be made. It's a complex topic. We had to weave through all the different pieces of a labyrinth, put it all together, but we did. Okay? So, and then when you go at the end of all of them, you know, about the conclusions, we conclude everything. And then after all that, summarize things, okay? And all of the laws are attached. Everything we rely upon is petitions. It's listed here first and attached. Okay, this one got more, A through L. It's got a lot in this one, okay? And then after listing them, they're all attached for everybody to read and understand for themselves, printed directly from U.S. government's official legal websites. So having said that, that means you got more of my time to answer your individual questions tonight. So we're going to do tonight a question and answer session only. And some of you have properly taken advantage of the free document review that I do for people. If you send me a letter, or email me up to 10 pages of paperwork, questions you have. I will cover them for you at no charge every Thursday night like this. So what we're going to do right now is going to get to your questions. The call number is on the screen. If you have a question right now, call area code 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone keypad, you press 1, and that will let me know you have a question to ask. Right now we have 2 people who have questions to ask. One of them is from area code 405, and we have another call from area code 401, and another call from area code 620, and then another call from area code 310. So the rest of you, if you want to go after them, that's fine. I'll take these 4 people's questions first. So let's go to the caller from area code 405. My friend, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Okay. Hi, Paymon. My name is Tom from Norman, Oklahoma. I heard about you through the Stu Peters Show, and I've been applying what I've learned from your website to my life and my tax issues and things. And my question is about the form, IRS form 2290, which is the heavy highway use tax form. I'm an owner operator truck driver, and I own my own truck, and it's a form we have to fill out every year. And I think it's like $550. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but they also require in Oklahoma that I turn that in, stamp from the IRS office to renew my tag. And I was reading through the language on the form, and it says United States on there. And I wasn't sure if you knew or not about if that form is like some of the others that we don't have to pay or not. So that was my question.
Well, you do have to pay that one.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because I'm the authority for regulating truckers, because truckers travel between states. That's
right.
For profit, for commerce. And that's for interstate commerce that they're doing that. In fact, I got that video on that. I can show you guys right here in a second, the code section for that. And so
okay.
One of the things reasons that the states created the U.S. government was because there was dispute about how to handle things between different states. When it was trading between different states, where you go between state A or state B's way of doing things. And if state A wanted to do it this way, and state B wanted to do it a different way. And so what they did is said, well, let's have an independent third authority, that is the U.S. government, to handle the disputes, okay?
Right.
And that's what they came up with, the federal government doing these things. Now, let me get that. Like, I have the definition of that in here for highways. I think it's Title 19. Let me check what that is. No, that's custom duties. Yeah. And then, because it's part of my presentation. I just looked at it last night, but I don't remember it exactly. Let me see if I can get that for you.
Okay.
But the highways is, I think it's Title 12. Let me check. No, it's not alien nationality. But yeah, you do. You do have to do that. Essentially, the short answer is yes, you do have to, because you're traveling between states. I think it's Title 19, I think it is. Let me see. Is that where it is? Title 19. Anyhow, yes. Short answer is yes. I'm afraid you
okay.
do have to do that because that's the authority that Congress has. But income taxes, you don't have to pay at all. Payroll taxes, you don't. Highways, there we go. 26 USC 101. Here, let me see. I'll bring it for you guys. 26 USC, okay. 101 US code, .house.gov. Just like me, folks. You can do it on your cell phone right now. A personal computer, 26, 21 space. No, that was title, let me see. Title 23. So 23 USC, 101 US code.house.gov. Okay. And because it's not a very common title for them to come up on search engines, I'm going to look it up on Google. The start page doesn't bring it up, unfortunately. I don't like to use Google, but in occasions you have a choice. You have to do things for the enemy, right? So I'm going to put it on here. I'm going to show it on my screen. Also, you can see, kind of follow me along, by the way, the way I do this stuff. Okay? See, that's how I put it on there? Okay? Okay, Mom. See, Google has a better search engine. Unfortunately, they do. So here we go. Here it is. Title 23, Highways. Chapter 1, Federal 8 Highways. Okay? Definitions and Declaration of Policy. The definition part of that happened in my video. Let's see. I think it's this one. Yep. It comes up here in a second, as you see. Oh, go down to 28. The term state. There we go. The 28. Mm-hmm. We go down to 28. Okay. Definitions. See, in this title, the following definitions apply. Right? See, if we go down to 28. Okay, well, here we go down to 13, 19, 28. Here we go. The term state means, oh, look at that. Any of the 50 states, the District of Columbia or Puerto Rico, not Virgin Islands, not Guam, not American Samoa, 50 states and D.C. and Puerto Rico. See, again, this is something authorized by the U.S. Constitution, applies to all the 50 states, as opposed to the most common definition you guys know, right, which I talk about, point out, when it comes to individual income tax, so Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, you know, 26 U.S.C., Section 7, 701, definitions. And here you see, they say that when used in this title, Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, United States and states have their very limited definition. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. And the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia as well, where such construction or understanding is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. So the United States means basically District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia, which adds up to saying District of Columbia for internal revenue tax purposes. But in the case of your work as a highway driver, you know, it's a term state is, they means the 50 states DC, okay, or Puerto Rico. Very good. Any other questions?
That'll do it, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome. My pleasure. Okay. We're going to go to our call for area code 401. You're live, my friend. Please give me a first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Good evening, Mr. Motoday.
My
name is Andrew.
Andrew.
My name is Andrew.
Yes, good evening, Andrew.
And how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good.
And how did you hear about it, Andrew?
So I originally found out about you and Freedom Law School back in 2020 when I watched your YouTube interview with Jeff Berwick, the anarchist. I kind of only wish that I had found you 3 years earlier. If I can give you a little bit of background, in 2017, we had our 1040s audited concerning our self-directed IRAs and subsequently lost our case in U.S. tax court. After receiving the judge's decision in early 2022, a friend of ours told us that the IRS would typically follow up with as many as three letters before filing any liens on our properties. So I decided to ignore the payment demand until we started getting follow-up letters. We didn't get any letters until last Friday, where we received an IRS 725 form letter through our former attorney scheduling a phone meeting with a revenue officer for this coming Monday to discuss unpaid amounts we owe. But no copy of the letter was sent to us directly. So my question is, should we ignore the requested phone meeting or not? And if we attend the phone meeting, what should we do or say?
By the way, thank you for having ahead of time emailed me your questions. I appreciate that. And Andrew, basically being with the IRS, what you getting yourself set up for is two things, three things. One is they want to get information from you to impose or push an amount of tax on you. You just confess to, or they come after you with it. Two, they may use that information to put you in prison. Three is to take your money. So, if any of those interest you, you're welcome to meet them. If those don't interest you, it doesn't do anything positive, does it? You see?
That's correct.
When these things happen, the accountants say, okay, I have a chance to make some money. It's just like when you get sick, the medical doctors say, ooh, I could get some business now. You have some visits, maybe more visits and tests, maybe even surgery. You know, ooh, yeah, that's big money. We can, you know, build the insurance company or the government. So here the accountants say, well, let's see what we can do for you. The bottom line is all the accountant can do is grease the skids for the IRS to do it to you. Do you want that?
Understood.
He's going to say, here, you give him information about your home, bank accounts, paycheck, investments, real estate, stocks, bonds, everything, tell them so that they can say, let's see, I think we'd like to empty your bank account first. And then let's liquidate your stocks. Yeah, and then, oh, yeah, your crypto. Let's liquidate that too also while we're at it. You know, and then see if you can pay off everything you got that you would claim you owe us. And we'll go down the list. Okay, so you can fire that incompetent accountant who pretends to know tax law. She doesn't. Okay, just like medical doctors claim to know about health, but all near zero about nutrition and health and causes of illness. They know how to do band-aids with poisons called drugs, with more poisons called chemotherapy, with burning you or radiating you or cut your body, slice it up with surgery, right? These accountants do not know about Internal Revenue Code. They were not taught about this in the college classes or university classes before they became an attorney. They know maybe a few sections of that. You know, they look up once in a while, but really all they do for the most part is bare you naked for the IRS just to take advantage of you and take your money. And they say, I helped you in the process. So no, don't meet with them and fire the accountant, save your money. Anything else?
No, thank you very much. That actually, just along the same lines as what you were just saying, my former attorney was the one that contacted me and said that the notice required our immediate attention. So,
yeah, again, and by the way, vast number of attorneys also do not know about Internal Revenue Code tax policy, even tax attorneys. They pretend to know it. Because you know what? When you go to law school, they don't teach you about tax law. What they do is they tell you about court cases, and you argue about court cases with the professor and other law students. That's it. You want to learn real law? You see the books behind me? I'll show you one of them. How to do things, what they do, now they have to buy these books. These are the real how-to-do books that they learned from they buy. This is for one of them. This is California Practice Guide, Civil Trials and Evidence for California. These kind of books are publishers like by Rutter that tell you exactly how to be a lawyer, how to do, fill out the forms, instruction, step by step, different aspects of a case. On this side, what you do. On this side, what you defend with. What's coming next? This angle of it, that angle of it. That is the real law. He's in the publisher's books, not in law schools or tax law schools. So tax lawyers do not even know about the stuff. Again, they make money when they just sell you down the road. Just like doctors make money when you visit them more with illnesses. So, yes. And again, I'm not dissing all of them. I'm not saying they do it intentionally. I'm saying they were misled to mislead you the same way that your medical doctor was misled to tell you, get the jab, to be safe, and don't give corona to your grandma, don't kill her by accident. They say a lot of this, not knowing, they've been brainwashed. All right? Anything else I can help you with, Andrew?
So just ignore the scheduled phone call and just wait for them to do something else.
Whatever they want to do, they can go pound sand all they want. Let me ask you. This is for the year that you filed, unfortunately, right? And you went to court. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't do. Now before they can take anything from you, they must send you a letter called a final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to a hearing before IRS and the appeals office. And if you do ask for a hearing within 30 days, they're stopped by law from doing any collection. Then you can make payment plans at that time, okay? And then if you don't like it, you can appeal to the tax court. If you don't like it there, you can go to the court of appeal. So you definitely have options. You don't have to bone with them right now.
Okay. All right.
Now,
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
How much do they claim you owe them? How much do they claim you owe them, by the way?
They're saying that that we owe them $465,500.
Okay. All right. Well, let me suggest that we do a detailed private one-on-one consultation to strategize what's going on with this and other related stuff that may come up as a whole, because this is a larger than average amount that they come after people with. Yeah, let me look at that. Let me look at the tax court decision. I want to see that, what the judge said, how and why he ruled against you. I still like to know that. And what stage are you at? Because there is no collection until they send that certified mail to you. And sometimes, believe it or not, they even leave people alone, even big cases. They send them to toothless private collection agencies because IRS is so down, so weak. I'm going to show you guys this. You're going to love this. It's going to blow you away that they just can't handle all these cases. So the biggest case I've seen, they left alone and gave it to a private toothless collection agency for $280,000. That's right. So here it is in step three, which we just upped on our website. Okay. Mm-hmm. The chart here shows IRS collections by force are down. Here we go. This is it. The IRS can't even keep up with filers. Or people who lost in court like you, okay, or who owe the IRS money. Look at this. In 2011 and 10, they were coming after about 3.6, 3.7 with levies, take people's bank accounts, okay, and paychecks. Now, that went down over the years. 2021, look at that. Down to only 300,000, 90% drop. So they might just leave you alone after 10 years. The whole thing might go away. I'm not saying it will, but it's a possibility. So we can discuss that further in a private consultation you can send for. Okay, Andrew?
Can I set that up through your office?
Yes. The instructions on our website, get help, I show you. Yep, it shows
yep.
you. There's tools you can go about that if you need this kind of help. So you go down there to a consultation. Okay. So you can spend $500 for 1 hour with me or $250 with someone trained by me, half hour and then half hour with me as needed to go over that situation. So you probably want to do, in your case, the $500 for me. I charge $1,000 an hour. The first hour is $500. Because your case is a little bit more complex than others, I'm afraid, and more messy than others. And do that. Call for
okay.
the tracking number. Whether you send the cash in the mail, we'll call you. And get your paperwork to us so I can see everything, what you got and your situation, and figure what's the best possible option available for you.
Okay.
okay?
Sounds good. Very
All
good.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. Let's go to the call from area code 620, but let's put it and let people know if you have a question. Number to call is 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'll line you up to get your questions answered next after our next two callers. Okay, let's go to area code 620 caller. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Brenda, and I heard about you through Bright here on TV. I've actually saved some videos of yours and shared them with my financial advisor before, and I really respect you. And you're the only one that I trust to run this question by. But anyway, I received the third letter today from the U.S. Department of Commerce, U.S. Census Bureau, Washington, D.C. It says my response is required by law. And they want me to do a 2023 annual business survey. And they're saying that characteristics of my business are essential to measuring important economic activity in the United States. And I did call a couple months ago when I got the first letter and asked them about it because I was kind of thinking it wasn't from, you know, United States government. And they did tell me that it would take me about an hour to finish the survey. And what is kind of puzzling me is that I'm involved in a 47-year-old business, and we've never anything like this from the U.S. Census Bureau before. I know another business that actually started this on their website. And they didn't finish it because they're actually asking a lot of, a lot of questions that they didn't think that they needed to know. And so I've never started the survey. I thought there's something, not right about this. They do say that my response is required by law, and I did get it in a priority mail envelope today. I wanted to run this by you, something legit, or if there's something sneaky about all of what they're doing to all the businesses right now, trying to get all their information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the census was put in there, okay, to find out how many people live in America for what reason. And reasons were, number one, because the House of Representatives is supposed to represent the equal number of Americans. Okay, right now it's about every 750,000 people that has one House member. So they need to find out, well, how to group these people. So how many people live in this area? And this area and this area, where we should draw the lines so that we same 750,000 in this place and next door and next door. So that is the number one reason why they need to know how many people live there. Because like I said, about every 750,000 Americans have one representative in Congress. So that's what needs to ask, how many people live in households. The second reason is for taxation. If the federal government ever wanted to a direct tax on people, okay, or any kind of a, you know, head tax or direct tax, they would need to know how many people are there and, you know, exist out there, so they can divide it up. Because they divide up the direct taxes among states. You know, New York has more people. You may have their share may be 100 million, but Rhode Island is a much smaller place. A lot less people live in Rhode Island. So it's 100 million for New York. The share of taxes for Rhode Island may be, for example, 5 million or 4 million. How would you know that? Unless they find out how many people live in that household. That is what is authorized by the U.S. Constitution. Beyond that, I have not seen any authority for them to ask these questions left and right and sideways. You know, what color is your underwear? What color is your T-shirt? What kind of glasses you wear? What model is it? I mean, where does it stop? Where does it stop when they ask all this invasive question about your life? They don't stop as long as you don't resist. So, you know, they claim there's a law. I would say, great, I want to follow every law. Show me the law. In our petition to Congress, we asked them, if I'm wrong about this, show me where I'm wrong. Right? Okay?
Right.
We ask them.
This did not come to a just my name, residential name. It came to an incorporated business.
It's addressed to a corporation. Okay.
And we're a 47-year-old
corporation. I'm going to ignore it. Look, I'm not a census expert. I want you to know I am not a census expert. So I'm going to do my best, given what I know. So please don't ask me all this stuff because I don't know how to answer, okay, about beyond what I say. I really am not. It's just that, you know, I can tell you that much. You don't have to answer them. But what you can't, if you can ignore them, or ask them, say, okay, show us the law. And then we comply. We look at it then. You have a right to ask for the law.
They do
you
have.
You ignore them?
They do.
If they should show the law to you in the first place.
They do have that in the letter.
What is it?
It was authorized to collect this information under Title 13, U.S. Code Sections 8B, 131, 182, Title 42,
U.S.
Code.
Look them up and read them. Okay, look them up and read them. I'm not going to do it right now. But let me tell you, I can't look it up right now for you. There's too much stuff. But folks, that's why we go to school, to learn how to read and write. The law is written in English. We learn English to write, to read it. So just, that's what I do. I'm from Iran. This is not my first language, English. My first language is Persian. So, but I read both. Let's read what it says. So look it up. They just name the law, but they don't give you the copy of the language of the law, do they? No, they should. You can look it up online or ask him, send me a copy of the laws you refer to, and let me read it for myself. Okay? Because I do not know how to look up laws on the internet. You can do that if you want to. Let me read it for myself. And show me where in the Constitution also these laws are authorized under. Law is not enough. The law must be authorized. The federal law, especially, by the U.S. Constitution. State laws, what they do, are authorized by the state Constitutions. Okay? That's why I wouldn't even worry about it. And let me ask you, do you own your corporation? Pay federal income taxes? Do you withhold or pay of your employees?
Yes, we're a 47-year-old company. I'm actually the president now and the chief financial officer. But we're on top of everything. We go by the law with everything. But this one here, there just seems to be something more than a census they're wanting, because if it's going to take me an hour to tell them how many employees I have, there's something weird about that. And and I just, you know, I'm getting where I don't trust the government. You know, frankly, that's my issue. And I don't trust giving them a lot of information.
Well, Brenda,
I send all my, I give them, you know, we have a CPA and a financial advisor. They do all of our taxes and everything gets filed properly and everything of that nature. But when they're coming and wanting, you know, the Washington, D.C. U.S. Census Bureau, wanting a lot of, an hour worth of information, I just feel like there's something, my discernment tells me there's something, you know, not good about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you had heard anything about this yet, or because this is the first time I've ever received a letter in 47 years requesting an hour worth of information from our corporation.
Right, right. Well, again, that's not, and this is not even a big deal. Why are you not more focused on defunding the swamp? No more voluntary paying federal income tax yourself, withhold and pay your people, payroll taxes you have to pay, and corporate taxes. Let me show you. I'll give you a quick class, because I guess somebody didn't bring this to your attention. Here it is under Internal Revenue Code. You saw that in Section 701 definitions, right? They define the United States as the District of Columbia plus states, which also means D.C. So the United States is D.C. So the term corporation, they say it's very simple. The corporation includes like your corporation. Well, what kind of corporation must pay income tax? Ah, a corporation that is a United States person. See, the term United States person means a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia, and a partnership that's domestic to District of Columbia, and the corporation is domestic to the District of Columbia. Your corporation is not a Washington, D.C. corporation, is it?
No. I'm in another state. But one of the things that at the end of the year, the CPA does our taxes, the corporation taxes, and operation taxes are filed under my personal name. It's not filed under the corporation. It's filed under my personal name. And so I'm required to pay that, right?
Are you a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia?
No. No, I'm...
Okay.
I really don't want to tell you the state I live in.
That's okay.
Right now.
But as long as it's not D.C., that's all I care. You could be from France.
No, I'm not a resident of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And as far as I know, Washington, D.C. is actually part of Europe, isn't it? Not part of the United States.
It is part of the United States. Okay. But look at my screen if you see that. United States person is a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. If it's a corporation, it's a Washington, D.C. corporation. So neither you nor your employees, none of you from D.C., are liable for these income taxes, payroll taxes, or these corporate taxes. The CPA, probably a nice guy. I'm not attacking him, but he does not know these key definitions. You see in the Internal Revenue Code, this big, thick book, you would think they put definitions at the beginning of it so you know what you're dealing with. But no, they put the definitions near the end, almost Section 8000, hidden, so you don't notice it. So your CPA does not know that. He's had to pay all these income taxes of millions of dollars, or tens of millions by a corporation, that were legally owed. And you can stop now if you choose to. From now on, every dollar of income, payroll, and corporate taxes you pay is one that I've chosen to pay voluntarily. Do you want to continue voluntary pain? The swamp? Or do you want to stop that?
I have one last question for you then. The CPA does my taxes. The CPA does the corporation taxes and my personal taxes. She automatically files all of that. Does that matter then if I do not pay the taxes when she files the income report for the year or whatever?
The CPA?
Do we have to file taxes too? Yeah, my CPA.
All you got to tell the CPA, do not file any more tax returns with the federal government. Unless you drill oil, okay? If you have, like, the earlier call you heard, who drives a truck on federal highways, you got to pay those taxes. Those kind of
forms,
those returns. If you don't do those,
right.
you know, federal excisable tax penalties, he should not be sending any more forms of the IRS or taxes to It's Really Slavery, It's Really Satan IRS.
Okay. Well, you are a gift. You're very intelligent, and the Lord is using you greatly. And I really appreciate your time. And I wish you all the best. And you know, I pray that you're blessed too by what you're doing.
Thank you, Brenda. I know by watching Mike Adams, you must be a good person, because Mike Adams is a good person who tells the truth. You know, there's a famous saying that says, "My people suffer for lack of knowledge."
Right.
However,
My discernment is very good. If you do not listen to regular, I haven't listened to regular news for like 8 years now. I can't watch it. It's all lies. I can't watch it.
Good for you.
But
I'm glad you're not. But let me say something else. You must now, as the famous saying goes, seek the truth. And the truth shall set you free. So now you come across Freedom Law School on Mike Adams. He's thinking, wow, this is different. I've never heard about this stuff before. Well, guess what? Now is the opportunity to further go in this rabbit hole and seek it. And you know how I started? I started on this definition thing. When somebody on Facebook posted the definition of the term trader business. And I thought, what term trader business includes the performance of the functions of a public office? Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't mention any kind of business or trade whatsoever, but it includes performing functions of public office, which is not a business or trade. A judge, a policeman, FBI agent, government agent, they're not in a trade or business to make money, make profit. They're trusted by with the people to protect us from bad guys. That's not a performance of functions of a government office. So this deceptive definition was used by deliberately to deceive us. And that's what Satan does. Uses deception. He's very smart and deceives you to believe something that's not so. So when I saw that, I said, no. I don't, a congressman, a judge, FBI agents, Forest Service guy, these guys are in trader business. So then after this, I said, wait a minute, everything else, you know, like United States definitions, we got to go by their definitions. This is the key. And now you see they do it in your face. What they do now, Brenda, they're telling you that chemical and physical castration of children, they call that life-saving, gender-affirming care. And, I mean, right there, they're telling you absolutely opposite of the truth, but because they label it nicely, we fall for their deception. No, I do not call that life-saving, gender-affirming care to chemically and physically mutilate and castrate people. That's not gender affirming, nor is it care, it's destruction. So same thing they've done with the whole income tax, corporate tax, payroll taxes. It was hidden bill. The gender affirming care lie is right in your face. You can see it. But the definitions are hidden in the Internal Code book you never knew. So I invite you to take your time. Go to our website, vmlawschool.org, okay? And there you can restore freedom and regain your power and freedom, Brenda. You'll never again have to voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp that hates you legally and safely and guaranteed also if you want to. You go down and see the 7 steps that you can take to free yourself of virus deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. And you can live free with our lifetime guarantee also if you choose. So start with step 1, most critical step, the first one to start with, which is follow the law. We are sticklers for the law. We want to follow the law properly and correctly to the T. That's why, Brenda, you do not want to any longer listen to the opinion of a CPA, financial advisor, or some tax attorney. None of them write the law. The law is written by U.S. House of Representatives. The regulations of the agency, like U.S. Treasury, and the Supreme Court. Those are the sources of the law. And that's why in step 1, follow the law, we say based on the official legal website of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file income taxes. And the proof is in this 9-minute video that you'll see there right below. Start from there, videos below that, okay? And you'll be free of the fear that they put in your heart. And that fear is because it's false evidence appearing real. Fear, false evidence appearing real. You'll see the truth for yourself, you can for yourself and your family and your employees. And you do a thing you want to do in your heart all along. You don't want to be part of this criminal enterprise by voluntarily giving them money. In the past, you didn't know. You're completely innocent because you didn't know. But now, you have a conscientious decision to make. Either pay them, knowing that it's wrong, or take the time, verify that what they're doing is deceiving you is wrong. You don't have to pay them any more money legally and safely, and take the proper steps to divorce yourself from the criminal enterprise that the United States government sadly has become. So with that, I give you my love and thank you for calling. Brenda, I appreciate you calling us. Let's go to our next callers. We have one from America 310. And then followed by 2 other callers. We have from area code 207 and another one from area code 503. So call from your code 310. Please give me your first name. I heard about us. And your question, please.
Hi, my name is Russ, and I want to thank you for doing this show and for taking my call. I heard about you from a friend, and I'm really brand new to Freedom Law School, so I know very little about anything that you've been doing. But my friend wanted me to call you to ask if you might be able to offer any guidance about finding an attorney in California for a non-tax matter, and then I have a tax question as well.
Okay. For an attorney in what area of law?
Well, I was I'm a disabled American, and I was targeted by a ring of organized criminals that committed a bunch of crimes against me, including burning down my home. And destroying everything that I had. And I had to sue them in civil court for civil rights violations. And yeah, basically sue them for rights violations.
I do know a good attorney who was from California, now is in Nevada, and he's licensed to practice in California. I've known him for about 20 years, over 20 years. His name is Peter Gibbons. I do not have his phone number at my fingertips, but it's a Gibbons law firm in Carson City, Nevada area. If you do not find him online, call my office. We'll get you his phone number, Peter Gibbons. He's a tax attorney, freedom-loving guy, but he also does other cases also. And he might take on your case or maybe refer you to somebody else that has to help you.
Okay,
so what's your tax question?
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Was the last name Givens with a V? V as in Victor?
G as in God. B as in boy, O-N-S.
Okay, great. Thank you. And so the tax question that I have is, when I received my disability settlement for back pay, it was about $100,000, and about $30,000 of that was withheld. I assume it was for income taxes. Is there any way I could get that money back? Because the government has said that they don't have the resources to uphold my civil rights and my constitutional rights. And so I need that money to do it myself.
Who said that money to the IRS?
Well, it was withheld from my payment.
By who? Your attorney?
Yeah, maybe it was. I'll have to look into that. I don't think it went through my attorney, but perhaps forms that they had filled out, allowed the government to take the money.
I'm afraid that whoever did that, and the only way to get that back now, the money, is to file a 1040 tax confession form and to get some of that money back, because they got your money already. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know another way yet without filing a 1044.
1044.
1044.
Okay, I will look into
that. Yeah, the 1044 tax form.
Great.
There's no other.
Well, thank you, Chris, for answering my question.
You're most welcome. All right, my friend, let's go to our next caller. Domenico 207. You're live with Freedom Law School, my friend. Please give me your first name. I heard about us, and then your question.
Okay, Paymon. Excuse me. Good evening to you. Pleasure to meet you over the phone. My name is Art. Excuse me. Clear my throat here. And fantastic call. Amazing information. I heard of you, learned of you, I should say, yesterday from a good friend of mine, Jack Mullen, who is a colleague of a very good friend of mine and yours. Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Richard Mack and I spoke about an hour ago, talked about you extensively, so he sends his greetings. And so I learned of you yesterday, submitted my application today with a tremendous savings. I'm truly excited, have become already a Freedom Law evangelist and shared the information with about 8 people. So two questions. Number one, my wife and I have it's a shell LLC. We're doing some consulting work. So I submitted my application today with Freedom Law, and she has not yet. And how does that affect, should she decide not to at this point, as she's still going through discovery, how would that affect her filing? Because she and I are 50-50 owners of the small LLC. Does that have any impact on her filing? Should she file taxes, give it back to the swamp? Is there any cloudiness here of me not filing, but she does?
I'm not sure what you mean by discovery. That confused me.
Oh, I'm meaning she's still learning about you, I should say. She's still looking and listening and watching the videos. I've already decided to do it on my behalf for my portion,
okay,
is what I'm saying. So she's learning.
Oh,
okay.
Gotcha.
I think she might
gotcha.
Be even,
I see what your so question
she,
is.
She might even be listening in, so you can say hi to Lisa. I'm sure she's listening.
Hello, Lisa. How are
laughing.
You? I hope you're
she's
doing
probably
good.
Laughing.
All right, Lisa. You know, you got to do what's right. You want to do what's right, and so do we. That's why you see on my screen I put out there the 7 steps to free yourself of virus deception, robbery, and slavery. And step 1 is to follow the law. We are sticklers for the law. Follow the law strictly, and the government should do it too. You need to verify for yourself that based on the official legal website of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file income taxes. That's a big statement. I know it's a huge mind blower, but you can see the proof for yourself in this 9-minute video, and you start right there. The journey to live free now from our deception, robbery, and slavery. And after this 9-minute video, you know, I got 4 other short videos, okay, to further make the point in this video about this issue, because they use the word United States and you say U.S. individual, U.S. income taxes, and for U.S. individual income tax return, and you think, oh, that's me. That's me. I'm from U.S. I'm from United States of America. I'm a U.S. citizen.
Yeah,
it's all about me. And I got to pay income tax, right? And they don't.
Yeah.
What they mean is District of Columbia citizens.
Right.
Tax. Now, until you see that for yourself, Lisa, to your satisfaction, it doesn't matter what me and Art say. You got to see
right.
It
so
for
my
yourself.
Question is, if so, my question is, I'm not going to file taxes, you know, through the corporation. So if she files without me, but yet my name is a, you know, 50-50 owner, does that have any kind of ramifications?
No, you can file income tax on your half, and she will not,
perfect.
And she can do it. It doesn't matter any more than you work at a company and your neighbor wants to pay income tax and you don't.
Perfect. Thank you. Simple. That one's done. Second question. Mm-hmm. I have 4 colleagues that I pay a referral fee to, so I need to give them a 1099 at the end of the year. I still need to do that, I'm assuming, if they want that, but it still has no ramification for me because I'm not paying anyways. I'm not gonna pay my taxes, but I still need to submit to them a 1099 so that they can have it for their tax purposes. Should they continue to do so, would that be accurate? And I'm in the state of Pennsylvania, so therefore I learned today I still have to pay state tax in Pennsylvania.
Yes, you do have to pay Pennsylvania state income tax. That is correct. But let me ask you: do you perform functions in federal public office?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. Well, in that case, you're not supposed to have said 1099 about anybody to the IRS.
So I don't have to.
No, you don't have to. In fact, if you go to our Odyssey channel, okay, and click on content, then on the search on the right, you can put 1099, a search, and all videos with 1099 will come up. And there's one here that says, must you file a 1099 form, okay? When you got 1099. You don't 1099 anybody at all, period. Okay?
Perfect.
The 1099 is not for you to send to them. And these people that think they need a 1099 from you before they can file a 1040 income tax confession form are mistaken. Okay?
That's beautiful.
These people,
that's,
if they really want to pay income tax on that, all they need from you is a piece of paper to say, hey, I paid you $20,000 or $200,000, and they can put that on the 1040 form. No different than if they sold lemonade on the street corner for cash, or most people lawn for cash. They're supposed to report that if they are U.S. citizens, residents of D.C., Washington, D.C., right? They want to pretend they believe that they're from D.C., they got to pay income tax. They can put the number, just give them the total correct number. I paid you $48,259.84. You put that on the 1040 form as income, and IRS doesn't care. They don't need to have the form 1099, sold a bunch of cash, of lemonade for cash, and mowed some lawns.
Perfect. I was thinking about selling lemonade this summer too anyways. But anyways, I appreciate that. That's good stuff. Hey, listen, I love Hosea 4:6 that you quoted too, because it's so true that our people perish for the lack. Actually destroyed. The actual word is destroyed.
Sure, but we didn't put that on our first stage story, those two quotes. Remind me, please, someplace. I'll be thinking
Hosea
about 4, that. My people put it on our website, on our front page, and
Hosea
I forgot. 4, oh, my gosh. Yeah,
Hosea
we got to put that on there. Because, you know, people forget about it. I grew up as a kid thinking, well, duh, of course you want to seek knowledge. Of course you want to know the truth. Why, who would want to put their head in the sand when they hear the truth and say, I'm not interested in learning more. No, I'm going to take my head in the sand, watch my sports, soap opera, fun activities, and just remain ignorant.
Hey,
for me, it was like,
Book of Proverbs. Yeah, it's great. Book of Proverbs says wisdom and knowledge is more precious than gold.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another good one.
All right,
that's
my friend.
Send me some of these good quotes by email. I'm going to use some of them. Would you do me a favor and send me these quotes and the sources?
Absolutely.
You look like you got
so.
This stuff better than me, and I'm happy to learn from you. Folks, I'm happy to learn
Sounds
from
good,
anybody out there, a child, an adult, you. In fact, my students, every so often teach me new good stuff. I say, well, thank you for sharing. Now I can share it with
that
others.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now let's go to our call for miracles, 503. But if you have a question after him or her, I will take your question. The number to call is 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll take your question after this caller. 657-383-1755 and push 1 on your telephone keypad. Now I'll take your question after this call from Miracle 503, and after him, we have a call from Miracle 213 and another one from Miracle 920. Okay, from Erica 513 caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Payman, my name's Dan, and I heard about you through Joe Bannister. So I most probably
I'm sorry,
don't
I didn't
need
catch
to
your
say
name.
More about
What's
Joe
your name
Bannister.
Again? I apologize.
Oh, my
What's
name's
your name
Dan.
Again?
Dan, like
okay.
in Dan, like Daniel.
Yes.
Well, Payman, I just, again, want to say thanks to you and Joe Bannister for doing everything that y'all have done for us. I wouldn't have inspiration in my daily morning routine right now if it wasn't for you and your awesome videos. So it's just really a godsend, obviously. I have a very complex situation, I'm an electrician, but I was in an automobile collision about 11 years ago, roughly, and I've kind of basically just disappeared off of the grid, quite literally. I'm a victim of police brutality in at least a couple of a few cases. I don't have a bank account. I don't operate with credit cards. I have to go to the grocery store to get a prepaid, you know, gift card to even do anything online. So I have an extremely complex situation. I don't trust the medical system. I don't trust the system in general, even though I know that there's good people in the system. I know, you know, that there are people in the system that I could trust if I could reach, you know, through to those people, kind of like my friend, Russ, who was from area code 310. He's a victim of arson. He's basically been taken through the cleaners by an attorney who sucked up all of his money on that case. There's dirty cops involved in that arson case. He doesn't know who to trust, which is why I said, you need to be on that Freedom Law School call and just put it out there to Payman and let him, you know, handle it. But anyways, in lieu of not patient with you yet, because I'm kind of pinned down financially because I am disabled, I didn't go through, like Russ, he went through the racket of waiting for full Social Security Administration benefits for 4 years. I watched him suffer through that. Me, I've just kind of worked through the pain. I've got scoliosis and whiplash and everything. I've been put through the ringer. I don't want to get into the whole story of it, but, you know, I've spent a lot of time and, you know, I even called your office and talked to one of the intake specialists and just kind of said, this is kind of what I'm dealing with. And I still need to read through everything on the website and everything to try to figure out where I'm at on the big map and where do I start. But when I go to your website and I try to, you know, get started with the Freedom Plan, you know, I'm not like making any money. I don't have a job. Like, I'm scared to even go get a job. But from what I had seen this morning in the videos, it looks like that there's a way for me to not worry about that and fill out a W-4, but then I don't – anyways, this is why I really just need to do like a private consultation with you. But I think my biggest question is, because, I mean, I've got a list of questions, obviously, and I know we can't get to them all right here. With my matter just being so complex, I'm injured. I don't want to collect Social Security benefits. I don't want anything to do with any of that part of the system whatsoever. Just because I'm not into the swamp thing, like you and Trump and everybody talks about. I'm just not into the deep state or any of that stuff. So, you know, I proceeding forward in my life is like, well, how would I get a bank account? You know, or how would I do this or how would I do that? Or, you know, in how would I even collect from the insurance company after all these years of everything being what it is? So, but I think my biggest question is because I would imagine that there's stuff in the IRS thing that I need to either clean up or, you know, I wouldn't even know where to start, really. So I was like, well, I don't know how to fill out this, you know, because I'm not making any money, and what little bit of money I do make from working slightly part, and I don't even work part time, from the little jobs that I get is barely enough for me to exist. So I'm just trying to figure out like how much, because I want to do the Freedom Plan, obviously, so that way I can start, you know, helping others to do that. And then obviously that would, you know, cause you have the bonus program that's involved. So my biggest question right now is just, you know, how do I start with, you know, getting involved in the Freedom Plan, or do I need to just talk to one of your people again? I'm not exactly sure what I should do.
Well, since you got freedom in your heart as your passion, my friend, like me, then come up with just $500 minimum down payment on your 2000 minimum membership, and then start telling others about us on your social media, you know, emailing your friends, texting people that you know out there. And on top of that, I would suggest you go out there from supermarkets, more upscale ones, generally better, but they're all good, and pass out our brochures. We'll mail you guys all the brochures we got. Rich Store Freedom, folks. Yes, we'll mail them to you at no charge. You go from supermarkets and pass these out to people. Let people know that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. The phone number is there. So is the website, freedomlawschool.org. And the 7 steps are outlined right there. They can see for themselves. They say, I want to learn more about this. So they go to our website. They can scan this thing on their phone, and you never know. You put that out there and say, restore freedom, okay? Drain the swamp, right? That's what you want to say. Restore freedom, drain the Washington, D.C. swamp, okay? Some people with that mentality, they'll take this from you. You don't have to say income tax. You say IRS, will say, you're like snake. Or spiders, they walk away. Restore freedom, drain the swamp. People know what you're talking about freedom, interested. A lot of people know what's going on. Now that they came up with this phony 3-year Russia with Trump, that was a nonsense, and now they're indicting him, when they let Hillary Clinton go, and she really did commit crimes, people are seeing we are like the former communist Soviet Union. I remember back in the 60s and 70s, and one thing those guys did in Soviet Union, the communists, they never prosecuted each other. They covered up for each other. They're just a criminal gang. Just like right now, DOJ, FBI, CIA, all these guys are a bunch of crooks and criminals at the top. Regular guy doing his job, he's just an employee following orders. Okay? So when they see that, they either call you there, or they tell you, hey, what is this? I'm interested. Well, I heard about this stuff or something. Or they go home and they contact us. So be sure on the brochure inside, the white area here, it says these truths were brought to you by, what's your name and phone number there, okay? So we always ask, how did you hear about us? Why? Because we know what's working. And Congress said, you, 50% of their first year membership are the people you talk to. You can do that. You can go in front of a supermarket, have a good time.
Yes.
Send his brochures to you at no charge to you. Okay? Do that.
I forgot.
Fun,
I forgot
smile.
About the brochures.
What's that?
I forgot about the brochures. I remember that was one of the first things that I had seen some months ago, but I just get overwhelmed from between the pain and, you know, just trying to just stay alive. I'm really grateful you reminded me about the brochures, because that's exactly what I was going to do. I recently just learned by helping Russ in his case, you can actually, anybody can make an appointment to go sit out in front of Walmart, because I saw there were some kids out in front of Walmart with like a boxing thing or whatever. And I asked the manager, I asked the store manager, I said, how did they, you know, because they're just a boxing club or whatever, how did they, and she said, the store manager for this Walmart, right there in Yreka, Northern California, right there in Yreka, she said, all you got to do is go to Walmart.com, put in your Walmart store, and look for the charity to sit out front of Walmart and just sign your, you know, put your information in and reserve a spot to sit out in front of Walmart. So I was like, man, I was like, I'll do charity tax relief.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
exactly.
just to sit out in front of Walmart, but I couldn't remember the thing with the brochures. So I'm really super excited right now. And I know there's two other people waiting. So I really super appreciate you, man. Thanks for doing everything that you've done for us.
You're welcome, Dan. Thanks for calling, brother. And I hope you take these steps and then you have funding to get some more natural health care that could help you minimize or completely, hopefully heal the issue that you got, my friend, with your health, okay? So I love you, brother. Hope to meet you someday soon. What state are you in, by the way? Where do you live?
I'm near Oregon.
Oregon. Way out on the other
right
side.
Right there near.
All right.
I only came out here because I heard the medical was good. So, and I thought that, well, I was like, you know, if I become homeless, and actually, I actually lived out of my car for a year.
Wow.
Not too long ago, actually. But I got lucky, you know, at least I'm an electrician and I could, you know, go do some work and actually make some good money. But I'm not in a good, like, I can't, like, you know, even keep a part-time job, so.
Hold on.
But
come to Central Florida. Hold on. Come to Central Florida, Tampa area. There's a shortage of electricians down here. I'm not kidding you. You know, you have a tough time finding electricians that didn't cancel with me. They come into your place. You know, really, you're going to find lots of jobs here in Tampa, Greater Tampa area, because a lot of people come here, but not enough people with skills. A lot of retirees with money, but not enough people with skills. So I would suggest if you can, get yourself down to Tampa, Florida area. Lots of jobs out here for electricians like you. Okay? All right, my friend.
Okay,
let's.
Thank you.
Okay, then. Take care, my friend. Let's go to our other callers. I'm going to go 213 and then area code 920. 213, you good caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there for Miracle 213? One more try. Caller from America 213, you're live now. Go ahead and speak. We're going to put him on hold and come back to him later, maybe. Let's go to the caller from America 920. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, this is Austin. I found you, discovered you just from scrolling around on Rumble.
Okay. Very good. And how may I help you?
Yeah, well, you know, I so appreciate and love your enthusiasm for freedom. And thank you for all of the research that you've done on these matters. And I just also want to say I totally believe that the origination of the income tax is filled with corruption and is pretty screwy. That being said, I am investigating this myself here, and you know, this is a pretty big leap to make in terms of, you know, stopping filing taxes and that kind of thing, and there can be consequences and all that goes with that. So I'm also actually a practitioner, so I'm a CPA. And so I want to make sure that I dot my I's, cross my T's here. So I have some questions for you in terms of things that I've found that about the definition of United States, and just wanted to see, kind of play devil's advocate and just see what your thoughts on are on some of these things that I've seen here. Would that be okay?
Go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, so when I go onto the IRS website, I don't know if you're familiar, probably are, with the page where they list all the frivolous tax arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have one listed there. One of the frivolous arguments they have listed on there is the definition of the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same argument that I make. Okay.
Okay. Can you,
and number one, number two, what they do is they rely on some lower level court that could be wrong or that's out of context. But we don't go with lower level courts because we shouldn't. IRS doesn't either. Yes, IRS says they don't accept lower level courts. The IRS only accepts as legal authority binding on them laws as published on the United States House of Representatives website. Same as place that I go. The law as published by United States House of Representatives lawyers. That's what they go by. We go by it also. They also go by United States Treasury regulations. I agree. And then we also go by United States Supreme Court decisions like Gould versus Gould that you see here. What does it say, Gould versus Gould? That Supreme Court in unanimous decision that we agree with? Well, it's very simple. And any lower court that says against it is wrong. They say that in their interpretation or understanding of statutes or laws, living taxes. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions. Do not extend the provisions of tax laws by implication, by implying. There is no implying by tax laws beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the language clearly says. So if it's not there, it's not there. Or to enlarge their operation of tax laws, do not enlarge them so as to embrace or include matters or things not specifically pointed out. The term United States is not there in definition of a code, is not there. Here, look at this. The term United States means D.C. and states, and state is also D.C. So the United States does not include California, does not include Florida, does not include Texas, does not include Iowa, same thing with states, does not include New York, does not include Oregon. Do you see it in there? Are you sure? I don't see any of the 50 states in here. Do you? I don't see it there.
Here's my concern, though. My concern of the word includes, and of course the includes clause that they have in this definition section. Mm-hmm. And the reason why, because I saw your video on that the includes clause. So here's my concern, though, is, you know, when I look at another definition in the tax code for the United States, this is in section 4612. It says the term United States means the 50 states, the District of Columbia, blah, 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 blah. As in, instead of the word includes. And so there's actually, I have this Supreme Court case here, and there's a footnote that says, this particular statute that was in question in this case, it says means, not includes. And then it says, as a rule, a definition which declares what a term means excludes any meaning that is not stated. But my concern is, if it says includes, does that mean that it could also include things that are not stated?
Okay. On a blog post, I have an article on this, exactly on the word includes, that further talks about this issue. There it is. Can the term includes in the definition be synonymous with the term means? Okay. So here it is. You want to open up this article in our blog article and read it in more detail in your heart's content. Okay. I've addressed this issue in detail. Okay, and this was, somebody emailed us about this very issue. So in his emails, in our correspondence back to him that we did, we addressed every one of these concerns and issues that he brings up, like yours, all this stuff. So read that, because that blog article goes in exactly what you want to know, my friend. But let me, before I go on, let's say two things for you, my friend. Remember this.
Yes.
The courts have said also, and I covered this in our first in videos, in the case of Stenberg versus Carhart, that when a statute includes an explicit definition, the word is includes. Use the word include. Includes an explicit definition. We must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. That's any laws, right? And it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, something defined by statute, excludes unstated meanings of that term. See, it's not there. It's not there. When it comes to tax laws, it's even more serious. When it comes to tax laws, 9-0, Supreme Court said in this tax case, in case of doubts, like you having, my friend, they, being tax laws, are construed most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Not strongly, most strongly against the government's power to tax. They could not use, Supreme Court, stronger language than most strongly against the government. This is unanimous, well-established, 9-0 U.S. Supreme Court case. Now, on top of that, I got this other video that I brought up here for you as we're here, that on our website. Here we where it is. And let's see. At the end. Here we go. On our step one, you follow the law. When you go below the 9-minute video, there is one that says different meaning of the term United States in various tax and other laws prove that the few owe income tax. There's a short version here, 5 minutes. These are all short videos listed up here. And below the short videos is a complete full videos about these topics in more detail. And here is the one that different meanings of the term United States prove that few owe income tax. You're going to see so many different definitions of the United States and state in federal tax laws and non-tax laws that sometimes include some U.S. territories, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they mention D.C. and Puerto Rico, but not the other territories. The key thing to the issue is this. They mention sometimes, for example, in the law, United States means D.C. and Puerto Rico. It does not mention 50 states. But also, it does not mention Virgin Islands, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, foreign trade zones, the canal zone, or continental shelf. Well, if it includes U.S. territories, it must include the other ones also? Well, obviously not, because they didn't mention them. If they want to include the other U.S. territories and continental shelf and foreign trade zones, like the oil tax on Section 4612, they could and would have done that, but they didn't. It's all these definitions. If we throw them all in the trash can and say, United States and state always mean all the states. Right? Territories, which is against the Supreme Court says, or we respect them. Every one of those definitions is unique and different in different tax laws and non-tax laws, because that was the intent of Congress. Okay, so check those videos out. I have a step one. These videos in more detail. They'll give you the answers you're looking for. Okay, and then read the article I gave you also, my friend. All right?
Any other questions? I'm definitely going to read that article. Do you know of, have you had cases, where this has gone to court with somebody and they've won their case based off this argument, or?
No. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because you got to realize in step three that the IRS is mostly bluff. 99%+ IRS is bluff. That the major media, same liars, brainwashed us with. See, that's why people pay income tax, because we've been programmed to with a lying media. Okay? They push up buttons. Fear, file early, pay your taxes, right? All these things, you got to realize the truth. Now, I just upgraded step three just last week. Oh, man, this is such a great improvement. I absolutely love this game. And it watches 1-minute video first that comes up. Do you have that one by Hopper on there? We have to put that up to something, the Hopper video, you know? We will. But anyhow. So, folks, yeah, here's this new video. Man, you gotta watch this short video. I just went through step three myself, but you can read it for yourself. The best way to have the IRS leave you alone is to end the filing of 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Yep. Why? Because the IRS in 2017 stopped going after people who do not file 1040 income tax confession trap forms for the following 7 reasons. So, folks, you've got to see that. Number one, number of non-filers is overwhelming to the IRS. There's about 80 million non-filers, okay? Number two, IRS is losing most of their employees and having a hard time replacing them. Mm-hmm. Number three, the IRS computer systems are antiquated and cannot be updated from the 1960s COBOL assembly language. Okay. Number four, IRS can't even keep up with filers who have confessed to owing IRS money. That's right. Forced collection or levies are down by more than 90%. More than 90% since 2011. That is huge. Okay. IRS is really imploding, just like the former communist Soviet Union, which I grew up with in the 60s and 70s, the most powerful, terrifying governments that tortured and killed millions of people. It imploded of its own weight from within. That's happening to the, it's really Satan, IRS, folks. Okay? And folks, but it is far more profitable for the IRS to go after filers than to go after non-filers. That's right. They make over $300 per filer, where they get only about $2 for non-filers. Which one would you go after? $2 for a non-filer or $300 from a filer that confesses to an IRS? See? And like I said, for the above reasons, 2017, IRS management decided to leave income tax non-filers alone. This was their own decision. In the U.S. Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration report, 2017, they tell it right there. It's their own words. They suspended the ASFR program, the automated way to come after non-filers. Okay? Check it out. They don't even go after extremely rich non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million. Yep. This is for their own auditors. The documentation is all right there for you to see, folks. And there are only 31 U.S. tax court judges to go after $80 million. And everybody else, there's not enough judges out there. So when the IRS does not come after non-filers, people are not coming to me as non-filers with problems. So I do not have the occasion to challenge this stuff in courts. That's how bad it is. I've been coming across information just under 4 years ago. Actually, leaving non-filers alone. And non-filers come to me, right? I can do this for non-filers, not for filers who confessed to the U.S. citizens of D.C. and owe the income tax to the IRS. Does that help you with the question?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to the call area code 719. And folks, we have room for more of you with questions. If you have a question, you call a number on the screen, okay? 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'll take a question next after this caller. 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your keypad. You go next after the call from area code 719. Give me your first name, my friend. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Hello, my name is Jose.
And how did you hear about us, Jose?
Well, I talked to you last week, and you asked me to send you the letter to you. I wonder if you got it yet.
Oh, yes. I think I have it right here. Let me see. Did you send me a 1040 tax form for 2018? Is that yours?
No, it's 2021.
Nope, don't have it. Folks, let me see. Hold on. Let's see what the back page of this. 2018. No. Did you call my office? Make sure we have it before the call?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Okay. That's what you need to do, my friend. I tell people up front, you can set up the 10 pages. I'll review it for free, but you got to call. Make sure we received it. Make sure my people know that it's for the call, because we answer your questions for free when it's simple stuff by email also. But especially when you got stuff like this, you're going to make sure you call, that we get your document, you know, and answer it, okay? So do that. Call us. Make sure I have everything I need, and I will go over for you next Thursday night, my friend, okay?
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jose. We have a call from area code 256. Give me your first name, my friend. I heard about us. And then your question, please. I could not hear you. Please get off the speakerphone. Can I hear you? Okay, area code 256. You're alive. Give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Area code 256.
He's not there. I hear myself echoing on your phone call, but not you. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. What's your first name?
My name is Laura.
Turn your computer down, Laura. No problem.
Not bad. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Turn your computer down.
My
you
name
hear
is
me
Laura.
Only on the blog talk, okay? Yeah. So that echoes on my, when we hear my echo on me talking in the background. Turn the computer down.
Please. Yes.
I am.
Okay.
What's your first name?
My name is Laura.
Turn your computer down because we are the echo
heard about
of your
you
speaker.
From...
Laura,
sir.
No problem.
How bad? Can you hear me now?
Laura, you need to turn your computer down and hear me only through your Block Talk Radio. Keep with headsets on or put the phone by your head and turn the computer down.
Yeah, I don't want to blow your brains out.
No, now you sound better. Turn your computer down still. Have your phone by your head.
Oh, my computer? My computer.
Yes,
would
you hear me
on? Okay,
turn it down.
I'm sorry. My bad.
It's okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Turn the computer down completely. We still hear me in the background. The computer turned all the way down. Have the phone by your head.
Okay.
No, not. You sound better. Turn the computer down still. Have your phone by your head.
More? Okay.
All the way down. Your computer, Laura. All
How's
the
that?
Way down to zero. Okay. Now, how did you hear about us? And then your question, please. Can you turn it down all the way, Laura? People are getting tired of me having to repeat this. You know that, right? Turn it all the way down.
Okay.
All the way down to zero. Zero. Okay. Let's try again. Yes. How did you hear about us, Laura? And then your question.
Okay. But now I can't hear you.
You hear me through your telephone call, right? You have a telephone? Have a telephone by your head.
Okay.
From Block Talk Radio.
Is it good?
Okay. Go ahead.
Is it good?
Yes.
Okay. I found you on a Stu Peters blog.
And your question?
It's like, how do I just like stop filing income taxes? Just not do it? Do I got to, like, file some paperwork or something, tell them I'm not going to do it, or just wait for them to come after me?
Well, the first step is you go to our website, okay, freedomlawschool.org, to regain your power and freedom, okay? And there you scroll down, and you see it says, take these 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, slavery. And you go through 7 steps. Step 1 is arm yourself with the law. You go there, watch the 9-minute video that shows you that based on the official legal websites of U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file income taxes. Okay? And for further detail, on the issue and understanding, okay, there's four other short videos between 5 to 9 minutes. Watch these short videos. And then for more detail, the complete videos, got longer about this topic, is there in these 5 videos you can watch. So go through that. Make sure you're clear on the law first. Then your step two, stop filing income tax forms. And you need to realize that you hurt yourself with a rope on your neck. You file those 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Then you claim on these forms that you owe the IRS money, that you are pulling the noose around your neck. You give the IRS the power to audit you, empty your bank accounts, steal your property, and put you in prison. Just stop doing these things that hurt you. So you go there, continue to step through, learn more, and all the steps, go through them, and it all is there for you.
And just today at my job, my slavery job, I changed my W-4 and claimed exempt. I'm not going to let them take any more taxes out of my paycheck. I'm done with the scam.
Very good. Very good. Did you follow the instructions on our website?
I've seen them. I'm a failure, and
that's okay. You need to do that. You get corrected. That's okay. You do it correctly. Okay. So you need to follow these. Okay. Step three, step four. Okay. Take question on our victories. Step five, question authority. Okay. So step five, question authority is a key step, because there what you do is you ask the lawmakers to show you the law that requires you to file income tax. These questions or petitions are critical, absolutely critical. You need to do them, you educate them, you make a record about what you're doing. The instructions are there, step by step for you on our website, okay? And then on how to stop withholding on your paycheck, at the bottom of that page, we have that, okay? How, as you as an employee, you can free yourself from income tax withholding legally and safely. And here's a proper employee withholding exemption certificate package and instruction. You go there, shows you how to do it correctly. Okay, that's how you do it. Anything else?
Yeah. Yes. I don't see where to get the brochures to pass out.
Where is that at? Just call us at 813-444-4800. Can you put the number on screen, our office number? It's on our website. Contact us. If you go to our website, by the way, okay, at the bottom of every page, okay, you see it says, you know, where the contact us is not down here, is it, guys? Well, we have contact us page link. I thought it was there. We got to put a contact. It's not on every page, it should be. Oh, the bottom left. Bottom left is contact us, okay?
So
when you click on that, you can email us or call us, 813-444-4800, okay?
And ask for brochures to pass out.
Ask for brochures to pass out, yep.
Great. Thank you so much. I love you, man. Yahweh bless
you. Thank you, Laura.
Bye.
I love you, too. I want every one of you folks to live free. I want to see you live and let live, love and let love world. You can do what you want with your life. He and she and I, all of us can do what we want in our lives, right? God made earth huge. Why can't we just get along and nobody try to force anybody? People in government think, I'm the government. I know better. I'm going to make you a slave for your own good. Why? We must stop that. We're following the steps of America's founding fathers. We literally are, folks. before they had their armed revolution, they petitioned the King of England for redress of the grievances. Hey, stop violating our rights, okay? They don't want to use arms, neither do we. We want to do it peacefully, and we can do it. We don't have to resort to violence to get our government, country, and our freedoms back, because these taxes, we don't owe. The founding fathers, they stopped paying taxes they legally owed the King of England. We just not paying taxes that we never legally owed to the federal government in the first place. So, it's on our website, freedomlawsuit.org. Let's go to the next caller. We have from area code 520. And then we can come back later on to the 256 area code caller. Maybe he's back. 520 area code caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, Mr. Montehede. My name is Monica. And I can't hear you. I can see
I'm
that
here.
You're
go
trying
ahead.
To talk to me.
No,
oh,
no,
okay.
Go ahead.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Monica, and I'm calling from Arizona. And
how did you hear about it?
I heard about you. I believe it was on a podcast or something associated with Stu Peters. It was maybe the Crosstalk, or there was a young lady that was interviewing you with blonde hairs. And
I
don't remember her name.
Lauren Witzke. Yeah, Lauren, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Very good, huh?
Okay.
Very good.
And so I have been thinking about this all year, and I did not. I followed your instructions not to file, send in estimated payments, so on and so forth. So that. And then, of course, with the deadline Monday, I didn't file, and I emailed my CPA because she was asking me to get my documents in time for the deadline, and I just wrote her back and gave her an explanation with some of the focusing on those terms. But, and right now what I'm doing is I'm looking at these petitions, and there's three different petitions. I'm a financial advisor, independent financial advisor. I only get 1099. Okay. So and I see the petitions for individuals, employment taxes, and for self-employment. And somewhere I saw that, am I to send each petition to each one of the senators and my representative?
Correct. You're two U.S. senators and a one House member. They each get three petitions for three of these people. There is altogether 9 petitions for you to send out by certified mail.
Okay. Because I saw in the petitions above all the petitions, you can list your representative, your senator, and your two senators, and then it went right into the form.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So am I printing out a petition for each individual?
Yes. In fact, I was told by my activists that we have it now automated where if you put your address, it will automatically put your representative's name and address in there for you. And this is just, we just did this recently, which I'm so excited. because if you haven't done it yet, oh, we'll go do it very soon. We'll be in
you have a link which I went to. I know who my senators were, but I had to make sure on the representative, and I just looked it up using your links. But it looks like that would be a part of each document. So, you know, that section at the top where you're listing all three, but it sounds like each individual representative or senator, they will receive a petition for individual tax, a petition for employment tax, and a petition for self-employment tax.
Correct.
And okay, so that's 9 petitions, but basically 3 envelopes.
Correct.
Because I can.
Well, you could set them together or separately. I prefer to set them separately, just give them attention to the congressman more, hopefully. But yes, you could send them in one envelope to each congressman, but it's better to send them separately to get their attention more. Because if it's so thick, they're going to say, what's this? You know, that's why I prefer to do that. Huh?
Okay, I'll do it that way. I'll do it separately. And since I'm in Arizona, I believe Arizona kind of piggybacks on the federal, the federal government for taxes. So I guess I just don't even file Arizona taxes either, because if I don't owe.
Correct.
U.S.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So this, for the next question, for the Freedom Restore Plan, I was a little confused by this. I was looking at this several months ago, and is this an annual fee? I'm confused by that.
Yes.
Every year?
Every year. Basically, what you're doing is you're divorcing from the federal government. The marriage that you never wanted.
Yep.
You were deceived into marrying the crooks and criminals in Washington, D.C., like Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Romney, FBI, CIA, DOJ, all those criminals. You were married to them by giving them money that you were brainwashed to pay them through deception.
Right.
You're saying, I don't want to be part of that criminal enterprise in any way. I want nothing to do with them, like Damon, who for over 30 years has not filed any confession, tax fraud, will pay them $1. Okay? Do that, though, you want to do it safely with peace of mind. Okay? So we follow the recipe of America's founding fathers. Join together to restore freedom, and that's what the Restore Freedom Plan is all about. These great men and the women that were behind them, okay, they banded together, George Washington and company, to restore our rights and freedom, our God-given rights and freedoms. And they did. See, they put their fortune, their sacred honor, and lives on the line. Okay?
Yes.
Today, you don't have to do all that. Today's modern-day founding fathers of America can have the privilege of lifetime guarantee. Okay? And you can enjoy lifetime guarantee. IRS will not be able to hurt you when you legally stop filing and paying taxes as long as you are a member of the Restore Freedom Plan. Freedom Moscow will prevent the IRS from limiting your money, or Freedom Moscow will reimburse you, and you will not go to prison either. I've got to add that in there too, by the way. Okay? So it's pretty simple. You're going to contribute every year 30% of what you would have paid the IRS, the swamp. You keep 70%, the bulk of what you would have paid the IRS, keep it your money. If it's $10,000, for example, you keep $7,000 of that $10,000 that you would have said to the IRS. You have the 30%, or in this example, $3,000, you contribute to Restore Freedom Plan so we can protect you, all of our members, and together work to restore freedom in America for all Americans. So that means if you, for example, with all the IRS, $1 million 1 year, if you were to file through deception, you'd keep $700,000 and $300,000 contribute to the Restore Freedom Plan. Okay? And the minimum membership is $2,000. Okay? So if you're low income, we have people who are very low income that say, pay them on, I want to be part of the solution to do something, get our country back. So how can I take part? The minimum is $2,000, and we allow you to make payments on that also. The minimum payment is $500 for low-income people, and the rest of that, actually, we would prefer that you, if you're low-income or high-income, anybody, pay it off by referring other people to our Restore Freedom Plan. By referring others, you're entitled to half or 50% of that member's Restore Freedom Plan membership for the first year. So if the membership is $10,000, your reward for referring that person is half of that, or $5,000, for example. So this is a great way to spread the word. Everyone can afford to join with a low investment in freedom, and anybody can tell other people about us on their social media, text your friends, email them, talk to them, give them our brochures. You all can do it, folks. And this is the way, with word of mouth, we'll get America back like the Founding Fathers of America did. Every one of you could be a Paul Revere to restore freedom in America for all American people. All right, Monica?
Yes. Yeah, I have one more question. Do you accept physical gold or silver?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm not comfortable with the crypto thing, and to
That's
me.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
We take cash or real money, the value like gold and silver, no problem.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. Appreciate everything you're doing. I mean, you do a lot. I mean, the materials and everything that you have, there's just so much. I mean, it's like going to a library.
Yes. I used to go to the physical law libraries and get these kind of books you see behind me. I used to go get them and open them up to look and find and read the law. But now it's so much easier just at the click of the button. So that's why on our website we have all this stuff. So this is a revolution. You know, this is so big, Monica. It's like Gutenberg Press. When Gutenberg came up with the printing press, you could print the book by a thousand. Boy, that revolutionized human consciousness. That's what led to the Renaissance. Because the Bibles and
yes,
books
the Bible.
Were always just in by hand, one at a time, patiently, carefully. It would take a long time to write just one book. So knowledge was very time-consuming and expensive. Gutenberg changed that. Now, with knowledge being available on internet, online, and I'm bringing it to you from government's own official website, we're liberated. We can show how big crooks in Washington, D.C. are not following the laws they're supposed to uphold, and they're really just violating us, and we don't have to. We can free ourselves if we just sleepily know the law and assert our rights and the law. Okay.
Okay. And you know what? One more quick thing. One more quick thing. If you're if you're in this Restore Freedom plan, and then you happen to, and then you said that you do all the petitions and kind of keep track of that and everything, which is, that's big, because these petitions are not short. If there's any issue, for example, with the state, is that something that you help with? I mean, if I would happen to have a problem with the state or get some kind of notice from the state?
Yes. We do help with state income taxes also. We don't, and we can offer a guarantee for that for states, like we do with the IRS, on a case-by-case basis, if you're interested. But we do the work for you with the IRS and the state. But the guarantee on that is a, you know, a little extra you may want to do or not do. That's optional.
Okay. And there's also an option to do have a consultation with you. Like.
Yes.
Okay.
You can do a consultation with us, and then after the consultation, we know we'll credit you whatever you paid for your consultation to answer your questions toward your membership.
Oh. Oh, perfect. Perfect, perfect. Okay.
At this time, I can do that. When we get busier, I'm going to have other people do the consultations, because I'm getting so busy these days, you know, and so I'm training other people to give this, answer your questions privately in more detail. And I'll be advising them. But right now, I'm available by myself, or you want somebody else that I've trained, can do half hour and then half hour with me. That way, save you some money initially. That's an option available as well.
Well, if I'm going to have a consultation, I want you for a full hour.
Okay. All right.
I know it's more. I know it's about or whatever it is. I don't care. I'm just, you know, I want to make sure, because.
Okay.
I mean, the nightmares occur less frequently. Let's put it that way. I'm feeling more stronger about doing this, and especially since Monday, I just thought, hey, I'm on my way. No more supporting the deep state. So.
Yep, you got it, Monica.
Anyway,
very good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
You.
My pleasure, Monica. Thank you for calling. We're going to give the number out one more time. If you have a question, this is your chance, folks. We're almost ending it. We're almost done. Call area code 657-383-1755. And on the telephone keypad, press 1. And I'll take your question right now. 657-383-1755. And on your I'll keep out, press 1. I will take a call next. But we will go back to area code 256. Oh, he left. 256 area code caller left. So, looks like we covered everyone's questions. The person from area code 5 will see, but does not have a question, looks like. Right? Okay. Oh, by the way, we're going to be at this event with Stu Peters coming up. Here we go. Fall Freedom Fest, October 28th. 2023 in Vero Beach, Florida, with Stu Peters, folks. It's about 350 people. It's a free event that Stu Peters putting on, and we're supporting folks. Be there, meet him in person, you know, and myself and other like-minded dream seekers like yourself, October 28th. And remember, our own Restore Freedom Rally, folks. That's going to be coming up in February, folks. Plan to be there February 2nd through 5th, okay, in Orlando, Florida, okay? And about 16 different great speakers, Stu Peters Productions and Freedom Law School. We are co-sponsoring the event together, so there's more speakers to be added, folks, okay? So plan to get out the cold weather, come to Florida in February 2nd through 5th. Bring your family, your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews. Bring them all. Bring the whole family, folks. Let the children at a young age be exposed to the truth. Watch a few speakers while they meet other truth and freedom-minded children and parents and speakers and exhibitors. Have a good time and learn about all this, folks. Please do yourself and your family a favor. Bring the little ones. We are very family-friendly. We love children. Bring it with you to have a great time. And, folks, I hope we can get together, more of us, and we can have America be a free country once again, where we all can have live and let live and love and let love. We volunteer to come as friends, do what we want to do, and learn from life's mistakes, make a better place, make ourselves better. And so, folks, we can do it. So join us. Go to freedomlawsuit.org and start living a free life now.